it's definitely speeding the game up. I make it out to 6 or 8 games a year, and I try not to go to the bathroom because I'll miss 2 innings. But I'm still torn on it. I think with the what's the little speaker that can talk to you in your ear, I think I would have been all right. I would have had a lot of trouble with the disengagements because I think the big part of me being slow was I picked a first 5 times no matter who was on base. It didn't even, you know, I'd pick off the pitcher if I tried. So that would probably be the hardest part for me.
Yeah, I think that's part of the game that the strategic aspect of it kind of goes away in that situation, especially for somebody like you that you said you'd like to pick off.
Yeah, definitely. And the more I've watched it, you know, see guys, they'll notice the pitch clock down to 1 or 2 and they'll just, you know, step off. And I would see myself in a situation multiple times where I need to step off and be like, now I got no step off. So now I'm really putting myself in a bad spot.
Let's go back to 06 because you obviously pitched in a pretty monumental game for that season. What do you remember about the clincher?
I mean, being in LA, so, you know, my entire, you know, I'm from California, so I had a pretty good, you know, ticket request that day. So I had, you know, my parents there, and, you know, just being able to do something like that in front of your family is always really special. But just the, you know, the celebration and how exciting it was, and, you know, starting to meet the expectations that team had. You know, unfortunately, we all know we came up short, which, you know, still to this day is something that bugs me, but. I mean, just being able to do it in L.A. and just the excitement, it was just amazing.
I mean, leading into that series, obviously, the staff was just decimated by injuries. What do you remember about some of those conversations leading into the Dodgers series as pitcher after pitcher kind of went down?
I don't know if we really just directly addressed the fact that guys were going down. I think we were just all in that mindset of, like, all hands are on deck, no matter what. Try and get the series over as quickly as possible we can, so hopefully we get a little time to rest and heal. But everybody was ready to go at a moment's notice, even if it wasn't their day. In the back of their head, you were still thinking about it. It's like, you know, I might still have to go today, even if it's not my day.
Outside of Mets history, but 163s don't really happen very often, and you had a unique chance to start a game 163. Was that a playoff type start for you? Did you feel the intensity when you had that opportunity?
Yeah, up until that point, that was by far and away the most intense game I'd ever been involved with. I hadn't been in a playoff situation before, and it was basically win or go home. The Cubs at the time, I don't think had been to a playoffs in, you know, 10 or 12 years, and the city was going nuts. You know, Harry Carey had passed, you know, Preeves that year, so that was a big, you know, everyone's like, oh, they're finally going to make it right after he passes away. So just the electricity getting to the stadium was the most intense I'd ever, you know, dealt with. And obviously coming to New York, that was one of the reasons I wanted to come to New York, because every time we came to New York, it felt like it was like that every day. So I wanted to try to play in that kind of an atmosphere, and luckily it was a couple years later I was able to do it.
Steve, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good.